Title: OIG Issues Favorable Opinion on Manufacturer-Sponsored Patient Testing Program. Content: On June 10, 2026, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office of Inspector General, OIG, issued Advisory Opinion No. 26-14. The opinion: A favorable opinion addressing a drug manufacturer's program to provide free antibody testing to determine whether it would be appropriate to prescribe the manufacturer's product. The opinion is a welcome addition to the growing body of favorable OIG opinions on manufacturer-sponsored diagnostic testing programs, 1, and it offers practical lessons for pharmaceutical and biotech companies contemplating similar arrangements. A. The arrangement under the proposed arrangement, the requesting manufacturer would sponsor antibody testing for eligible patients to determine whether it may be appropriate to prescribe a drug manufactured by the manufacturer. The drug is the only U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approved therapy for the relevant condition, which causes severe and progressive muscle weakness, although some patients may receive off-label therapies or no treatment at all, depending on severity, comorbidities, and clinical priorities. The manufacturer does not promote the drug for patients who are not diagnosed with the condition. Under the arrangement, the manufacturer contracts with a third-party laboratory, the vendor, to provide the testing at no cost to eligible patients. The arrangement is open to all patients in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, regardless of income or insurance status, who present with clinical symptoms consistent with the condition or who are diagnosed with cancer and for whom clinical practice guidelines recommend perineoplastic screening. Although the test is typically covered by federal healthcare programs and private insurance, no patient or payer, including federal healthcare programs, is billed for the test under the arrangement. B. Why OIG gave the arrangement a green light. OIG concluded that, although the arrangement would generate prohibited remuneration under the Federal Anti-Kickback Statute, AKS, if the requisite intent were present, OIG would refrain from imposing sanctions on the manufacturer. OIG further concluded that the arrangement does not generate prohibited remuneration under the Beneficiary Inducement Civil Monetary Penalty, CMP. This is a favorable outcome, but the opinion's real value lies in OIG's reasoning. 1. Low conversion rate means low risk of overutilization. Perhaps the most significant factor in OIG's analysis was the extremely low probability that any given test would lead to a prescription for the manufacturer's product. In fact, it is estimated that only approximately 1.6% of antibody tests performed in the United States demonstrate elevated antibody levels that may be indicative of the condition. Because such a small percentage of tests demonstrate elevated levels, the test is significantly more likely to show that the product is not indicated for a particular patient, emphasis added. According to OIG, this means that the arrangement is unlikely to increase costs to federal healthcare programs or beneficiaries through overutilization or inappropriate utilization. 2. Arrangement addresses an underdiagnosed condition. According to the manufacturer, the condition is frequently under or misdiagnosed due to overlapping symptoms with other conditions, and healthcare providers, HCPs, are often unaware of the test and the condition. Accordingly, OIG recognized that the test may remove a barrier to awareness and potentially diagnosis and treatment of the condition. This framing was critical to the OIG's finding that the arrangement satisfied the promotes access to care exception to the beneficiary inducement CMP, and that the free test could likely improve a beneficiary's ability to obtain items and services payable by Medicare or Medicaid. 3. Robust marketing safeguards. According to the opinion, structural safeguards separating the testing program from the manufacturer's commercial operations were essential to the favorable outcome. Such safeguards include: the manufacturer's sales representatives distribute approved, non-branded materials about the arrangement that do not reference the product. Sales representatives do not distribute materials in a manner that takes into account an HCP's history prescribing manufacturer's products. Sales representatives